Two.
We finna walk and eat and gag and serve the girls. Walk and eat and gag and serve the girls. Walk and eat and gag and serve the girls. Work, honey.
The business with the thing, with the thing, with the thing. I have to do that. I have to, somebody has to pee. Just a little bit of.
Also, her body needs to have a baby.
Okay, so my name is the lesbian Madge Weinstein. For some reason, I had to change in the midi, maybe I'll, if I talk about it, I'll remember it for next. In the settings of the holder with the grust holder, I had to change the thing holder to the other thing holder. And then the holder with the holder had to be the holder again. And then the new holder had to thus and so with the old holder twice. So did your mom. All right, so I only have 6 minutes. Six minutes or so in order to talk, cheered you. And I didn't even finish my Monster Energy beverage. That means I can go and get me some chattelery. Lady Chattelery's vagina. All right. Hello, audience. I'm Madge Weinstein, your favorite lesbian on the Limburg Patrols. By the way, those blacks were brought to you by the Coco Durham at the beginning. That was a real recording in my vast files of lots of loud blanks. This is the Ice Makeway, the cue. And so. So Cheryl has evidently retired into Lapsington. This is a small community in England where she's retired with her laps filler known as Charlene Herkinsballs. I don't know, it's a weird name. I didn't know she was really a lesbian. But Charlene Herkinsballs is her new lesbian girlfriend filling up the laps and wearing it like a hat. She don't need us no more. She don't need the audience, and which sucks. But it's okay, because, you know, as my old friend Oprarius Winfrock says, everything happens for a reason, Madge. Everything happens for a reason. Now, why don't you pass me those socks? Pass me your gym socks so that I can smell some. And I always say at that point, Oprah, it behooves you as a black celebrity to shan't use the N-word. You shan't use it. You shan't. It is not a good word for you to use. You shan't. Nyonkompoop. 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 So, the full house early in the morning can cause an erect. Oh no. The full house where I've been staying. By the way, I think it's fascinating that Libya has been at, you know, the rebels took over, and at this point are about to knock down Gaddafi, if they haven't already. And then there was another big thing. Oh, yes, Fukushima, they're about to declare a complete contaminated area for something like 20 years. I don't know, something like that. But what are people in America Facebooking and tweeting about? The Kardashians' wedding. If that isn't an invitation to get blown the fuck up, I don't know what is, audience. You know, I knew that that would happen. When I played that recording of the urine, it made me have to urate. All right. So many cans of Monster Lemonade beverage. They should sponsor my hool bool. So anyway, back to the matter at hand, which happens to be my vagina today. For real, though. So, I'm staying at my sister's house in the basement, in the guest room. And, which is fine, it's nice, it's relatively quiet. It gets a little gloom and doomy, as you know, from the Grumholder recordings. And there is a certain static constant there. However, with a capital Evie. Let me piss my jine. Excuse me while I piss my jine. Don't you hate when you find an amazing song on Pandora and you press the button, yes, I want to buy this. The vagina. That's jine sounds. That's a vagina piss if I've ever heard one. Here at the Coco Dorm, we stay far away from the toilet, hence the manly sounding pee sound of the giant piss. I'm a lesbian. All right, so really not talking much. I just wanted to get some holderness out to ya. Because I got yoga in half an hour. Could possibly finish it later, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be doing that or not. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Or maybe I just make enough to listen to the pal on the way my bicycle over to the yoga, in the yoga studio. So I've been working hard. I put an ad on the Craigslist in Amsterdam to get an apartment over there. See if that works out. So far, I got one spammer. It's a nice place. And then I told him I want my friend Beza Clay to Mark to look at it. And then it got scared away. So, which is a good thing because it's better than, you know, girdle, right? Girdling. Because nobody likes a girdle instead of an apartment. You end up with a girdle. And that's not good. No. So my parents are at the house. And they, of course, I gave them my room, which isn't my room to give. And I get to sleep in the little girl's room on a blow-up mattress. Oh, Nade's audience, I hate blow-up mattresses. I've never been able to sleep on them. I don't understand it. I don't understand why the Target has an old aisle full of them. They don't work. Or maybe they just don't blow up enough to hold my fat arse, but they don't fucking work. That is not a mattress. I'd rather sleep on the floor. So I ended up sleeping here at the Coco Dorm, north. I mean, there's nobody here but me, which was fine. It was a very nice accommodation. I only got 3 STDs from the bed itself, because things, not everything can last in the bed. Just ringworm, bed bugs, and AIDS ticks. I guess AIDS ticks are bad, depending on how long the AIDS lasts in them. But we'll have to see about that. That should be the name of this show, AIDS ticks. That down. Hope I remember to look at this piece of paper. AIDS, ticks, talks, Pelknick. But I can't forget what I did for her love. What I did for her love. So I couldn't deal with it, so I came to the Coco Dorm. And the thing is, I could have maybe slept on the mattress, but the little girl whose room I was sharing, she has a bed on a loft. But she loves to sleep with me and Trotsky, so she went. I don't sleep with kids. I just don't like that. I like to sleep alone or with, I mean, just with my dog, really. And so I couldn't sleep. So I end up, I guess it was Friday night, didn't sleep a wink. And then I, this is before I came to the Coco Dorm to get sleep. And then I went and watched downstairs, laid on the floor and watched The Fighter on my iPad. The Fighter! But net audience, this is how it is to be a homeless being. But at least I have 3, well, I have 2 iDevices and a MacBook Pro, and that's all that really matters. You know, those are my precious possessions. But that's not much, really. When you think about it, all my precious possessions fit in a bag. So, what else? So I got a couple of responses from this ad. I still would rather have a friend hook me up with somebody that can actually, I just need a place. Oh, did I press? No, I didn't. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, so I'm already running over. It's 7:02. So, you know, I'm open. I'm open to suggestions. I'm a lesbian. Anything is possible. I could still end up staying in Miami. Who knows? This is how my life is, and you know, it's a bit scary. I wake up terrified sometimes. It's scary to do something like, it's scary to do anything when you're a lesbian depressive, but it's scary to make a big change. So, especially when people, so many people are against it. Like, friends generally are for it who know me. And, well, oh, this friend of mine who, yeah, I'll just close with this. I gotta go into my Skype to do this. But I want to read something that a friend, I'm not going to say who, a friend of mine I was Skyping with, an expat friend of mine from Amerikloot also. And I was saying, so I said, were you scared? Well, no, I'll read it. Hold on. Let me put my headphones on so I can close this shop out. Badoop. Hello? Oh, I'm still here. Okay, I am. That's good that I'm still here. I'm still standing, and I'm lapsed. Let me find it. Okay, that's the person. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, we're talking about that. Let's see. Whatever. Yeah, Hotrotsky. Bloppity bloppity blop. Bloppity blop. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, and that's not it. I'm sorry, audience. Hey. Job hunting now. Get little. Yeah. Where the fuck is it? Is this it? I'm sorry, audience. Who cares? Yeah. Okay, here. Let's see. This, okay, I wrote, this is such a terrifying process for some reason. Was it for you, oh expat friend? Yes, my expat friend writes, but I was more afraid of not doing it. And I write, why? And he or she said, because I thought I would just be surrounded by depressed people for the rest of my life. Most of my friends were single, depressed, not sure how they were going to get through the next 40 years, etc. I just wanted to be around happy people that were doing shit. So, interesting. Although I don't know that, I mean, you know, I think now that I read it again, I interpret it a little differently, but I think what I get out of that is not having a foundation as America, no insurance, no Social Security, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I know plenty of people that are around me that know what they're doing and are going to have jobs and stuff, but it doesn't go beyond that. And I don't know. There's no foundation in America. That's what it comes down to. Among other things, I just thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe not as interesting as I had thought when I originally got all excited enough to look at it. Maybe not that exciting, but I don't know. Yeah.
We are beans.
That doesn't give me enough time to play something. Here, let's find something here. I'll get it. See you later, audience, maybe.
And it's almost time to go. And it's almost time to go. You can hold on to this.
Everything that I ever had to give, oh, you know I did. But each time I tell myself that I Get ourselves together, man. Yeah, I heard that, man.